YouTube.com, the online home of amateur videos, is now a channel for the U.S. military to present its view of the Iraq War. The military has begun to post videos taken on the front lines of battle in Iraq. They were filmed by public affairs personnel. One shows soldiers rescuing a kidnapped Iraqi man, then telling his family.
Tell him we found him.
In another video, soldiers fire on insurgents from a building in downtown Baghdad.
They run between there and that blue door. See, there they go.
Lieutenant Colonel Christopher Garver is a spokesman for the multinational forces in Iraq. He says they're trying to reach people who are looking for news from Iraq outside of the mainstream media.
Since there's such a proliferation of ways to get the news, this would be another way to perhaps reach audiences in the U.S. or around the world with an ability for us to post unfiltered, boots-on-the-ground perspective videos of what's going on here in Baghdad.
You make it clear on the webpage that there are many things that you will not show or post. So when you say it's unfiltered, you mean it's filtered, but it's filtered by the U.S. military.
We have in public affairs what we call SAP, which is security, accuracy, propriety. And so we're not going to, you know, show anything that's going to violate our security. We're not going to show anything that is inappropriate for an unknown audience. I mean, we're going to, you know, be careful about our language. We're going to be careful about showing too much gore, too much violence. And not only is that our requirement, but it's also a YouTube requirement. So that's just operating within the confines of the YouTube site as well.
You will see then there's a clip of soldiers inflating and handing out soccer balls to Iraqi children. There's another one of soldiers giving medical aid to Iraqi civilians who were wounded by an IED, carrying children wrapped in bandages. Those are the kind of images that you want to put out there, you want people to see.
The way I look at it is there is plenty of, I kind of call it the car bomb of the day story. And whenever the violence strikes a portion of Baghdad, we certainly get plenty of footage of that on all the major networks. But some of the other types of footage, and like you said, the soccer ball footage or medics helping, you know, an Iraqi family that was wounded by an IED, that type of footage may or may not ever show up. But it's still a part of the story of what's happening here in Baghdad.
Have you ever posted any video of Iraqi insurgents who've been killed?
We have not. We have a video of a capture. We're careful not to show the faces of the individuals as per the Geneva Convention. But we do see the detention of individuals, but we have not, as of yet, posted any video of dead bodies one way or another.
Colonel Garver, there have been cases of individual soldiers posting videos that have painted the U.S. military in a not terribly favorable light. How damaging is that, do you think, and how much of that are you trying to sort of combat in your own video postings?
Yeah, I don't know that it's I don't think we directly correlate it to combating, because obviously once that video is out there, then it's out there. And that's something that we have to deal with as well.
There's another aspect of this, too, which is that insurgents have been posting their own videos showing their slice of this war. Do you see that your own web channel is in some way a response to that?
I mean, we didn't start it for that reason, but we are aware that this is a battle space, we call it, that we are operating in. And we do understand the power of the Internet. We know the enemy does because he has been doing that for several years now. And if nothing else, it at least allows us to get our voice out into that battle space that we have not been particularly active in up until this point.
Colonel Garver, it's good to talk to you. Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you very much.
That was Lieutenant Colonel Christopher Garver, a spokesman with the multinational forces in Iraq. He spoke with us from Baghdad.